الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا وحبيبنا وقرة أعيننا وقرتنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا، اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا مقلب القلوب ثبت قلوبنا على دينك. أما بعد، السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله، الحمد لله. We are for the brothers that joined the evening session. Starts off with a just the reflections on the end of Surah Ali Imran. It's on page 37 of our book. Page 37 of our workbook. It's verse 119 of Surah Ali Imran. It's not over, but I take it just as a revision, inshallah. And let's discuss the motivation again for the hadith. If also we miss some sessions, we are busy uploading all the sessions to the website. DSIL.com and the lesson files, ATK folder. We find all the sessions, all five sessions, on the website if you want to catch up and come to that. But just the motivation again was that there was, in summary, there was one night with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He prayed and he was visibly moved, and he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he cried until his beard became soaked, and he made sujood until the ground became soaked, and he lay on his side and was continuing to cry until Bilal came to him. And Bilal asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, "Why are you crying? What's making you cry? Because Allah has given you everything, your past, present and future. Why are you crying?" And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, وَيْحَكَ يَا بِلَالِ وَوَأَتِ يُو بِلَالِ وَمَا يَمْنَعُنِي الْأَبْكِيَ What will prevent me from crying? وَقَدْ أَنْزَلَ عَلَيَّ فِي هَذِهِ اللَّيْلَةِ When certainly in this night has been revealed to me, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ What has been revealed to me? These 10 verses of Surah Ali Imran. And then here's the motivation. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, Wailun. Woe. Woe means like destruction. Actually, wail is one of the values of Jahannam, is called wail as well. Wail. Liman qara'aha. To the one that reads it. Reads his ayah. Walam yatafakkar fiha. It doesn't think about it. Okay. So we'll go through the verses, inshallah. This is the motivation was for us just to spend a few minutes just to think and ponder and discuss the ayah. Because we get the lesson from the ayah. So we'll go through the translation quickly, inshallah ta'ala. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن indeed verily undoubtedly certainly في خلق السماوات in the creation of the heavens والأرض and the earth واختلاف الليل and the alternating of the night والنهار and the day. So Allah mentioned how many things there? Very few things. Allah mentioned the creation of the heavens, the creation of the earth, and the changing of the night and the day. Allah says the ayati, they are said definitely certainly signs, pointers, indicators, لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ for the possessors of an albab of understanding. Look, people who have an aqlid salim, salih, people who have a sound mind, a clear mind, an uncluttered mind, they are able to see these signs. And these people who have this clear, uncluttered mind, they say الَّذِينَ Allah says about them, الَّذِينَ those who يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا Those who make dhikr, they remember Allah, they're conscious of Allah, they mention Allah, qiyam and standing, wa qu'udan and sitting, wa ala junubihim and on their sides. I just want to pause for one moment there. It seems like a lot, but we can hold it down. It seems like, sure, it's a tall burden. But one of the things that we need to understand our composition, our internal cosmology, what are we made of, it makes a lot of sense. And many of our teachers have been speaking this whole few days about nafs and qalb. And the thing that the nafs does is very profound. The nafs is like a cool desire. The nafs' job is there to sustain human life. Desire is there to sustain human life. So what is the two things that a human wants to do? That is his makeup. Is he wants survival of the self and survival of the what? Species. Survival of the self, survival of the species. What do you think the most important thing is to that you don't die in the next few days? What do you do? Which desire do you have to ensure that you don't need to die in the next few days? You have the desire to eat and drink. You have a desire to eat and drink. That human, that built-in desire, you can't change it. It's like made. You program like that. It's there. You automatically have desire to eat and drink. No one dies from forgetting to eat and drink. No one now has got to have eaten a few days, drinks, or just come and go. No. You have a desire. What is the fundamental desire of the belly to live? What ensures that your species is going to survive? Procreation, reproduction. You are built to want to procreate because you are built like every other animal, wanting to make the species survive. If Allah didn't make the desire, you'd forget to do it. You wouldn't do it because nothing like pleasurable or there's nothing attraction. And your species would be from Thailand. So it's going to be the prime thoughts. So therefore those are the two fundamental desires of the nafs. There are additional things like ego and power and control, which are the additional things. But those are the two fundamental desires. Now those two things, they need to be counted. They need to be limited, they need to be reined in. Because why those two things sustain what? Do they sustain your room? No, they sustain your clay. This clay here, they make this clay survive. But if you let those things run, they'll run out of control. People will eat themselves to death. People will float all over the place. And you see people who are out of control. People are out of control by eating themselves to death. And they are procreating all over the place without limits. Allah has to put some brakes on that, some reins on that. What is the range? The range is that you are beyond an animal. You are beyond the being of clay. You also have ruh inside of you. Ruh you can think of as nur. 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 So clay, what sustains clay? Clay. What sustains your clay? Is clay. In other words, everything you get from clay, you get from clay. People want to get food from the ground. They want to get water. They want to get wealth, they want to get possessions, they want to get minerals, they want all things of clay, sustains clay. Clay sustains clay. And then you have another part, room, which is like moon, light. Light. And that part can't get sustained by clay. That part can only get sustained by moon. So what is noor? Allah nurus samawat wal ard. What is noor? The Quran is noor. Who is noor? The Prophet is noor. Things are beyond this world, linked to Allah. Things linked to Allah, like Allah, like the Quran, like the revelation of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is noor. These things can sustain your heart. When you have those two things, my clay is being sustained, and my ruh. And the ruh can't be sustained by things of this world. The ruh can only get things from above. That's all. You can only connect your heart to Allah. That's how the ruh can sustain. When you have this balance, now you become a balanced human being. When the one gets neglected, you start going off on the one end and the one end and the one end, and the people here want to become animals. And because you constantly sustain your clay, you also need to constantly sustain your room. You can't do it once a week on a Friday, once a year, Ramadan. It's constant. Like your breath is constant. If you stop breathing for a few minutes, you'll no longer be. This clay needs breath. This clay needs water every few hours, food every few hours. You keep feeding it all the time. All the time. You need to make it, it says that you need to make it, you keep it alive. Same with the room. You need to feed it all the time. Allah speaks about the people, وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَىٰ صَلَاتِهِمْ دَائِمُونَ. Those people who are on their salat, دَائِمُونَ, constantly, always in the state of prayer. When Muhammad is speaking, they are conscious of Allah in every breath. And there's an ayah in breath and heartbeat. And I tell you the ayah, the beautiful ayah. The word Allah. Say it with me. Allah. Allah has contraction and expansion. It has pressure and then release. Allah is qabid and basit. Allah takes and Allah gives. When you say Allah, shadda, Allah. Can you feel the pressure right there? Allah. Can you see when there's release? There's pressure and there's release. You know what your brain does? Pressure, release. You know what your heart does? Pressure, release. Pressure, release. So your brain is already in the grip. Your heart is already in the grip. You are in dhikr already. If you don't be in dhikr, you're in dhikr already. The whole alam is in dhikr. So all we're doing is we're becoming in dhikr. People wake up in the morning and say, Asbahtu wa asbaha al-mulku lillah. We say, Asbahtu, I have entered the morning, and who else entered the morning? Al-mulku. The entire creation. My body, animals, plants, everything has entered creation, all of it. Who? For who? Lillah. Only for Allah, only belonging to Allah. That's how we enter every morning. When you go to bed, I'm saying to Allah, I'm saying, Mulku Lillah. I've entered the night and all of creation into the night, Lillah. So without the dhikr all the time, we become some other type of being. We become the worst version of ourselves. And I'm telling you now, watch our society. The more our society moves away from Allah, or in general, the more they move away from religion. Because religion in general also is a break. Even if it's a bit of a false religion and some things happening there, just the fact that religion is also a break. It's a holder. It keeps things in control. The more people move away from Allah or God or religion, I am telling you, you're going to see people acting more like animals. Really. And it's happening, we have to tell you, it's happening all the time. People are becoming, it's like, insane. It's really insane. So that's why Allah is saying you need to keep the balance. And the balance is what? You're feeding your clay and you're feeding your ruh. Therefore Imam Ghazali rahimahullah is the beautiful thing, he has I forget the name of the book, he has a sharh of the Asma al-Husna, of the names of Allah. Beautiful sharh. And he writes about Ar-Razzaq, Allah's quality of Ar-Razzaq. He is the one who sustains. And he says about Allah Ar-Razzaq, he has a rizq that is zahir and a rizq that is batin. Ar-Razzaq is the one who provides, he has a rizq that is zahir, external. He gives you water, food, provisions, children, houses, cars, all those things. But he also has a rizq that is batin. He gives you something inside. You come to his house, you give him some other rizq. A rizq into your heart. And he advises that every day you every day you must take the zahir risk and you must take the batin risk. And this is the importance of a spiritual program. And one of the dias for myself and for all of us is that this i'tikaf must instill within us a spiritual regime. A spiritual regime. And what's the regime? What's the regime? The regime is a few things. There's a regime of adhkar of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It's a regime of focused dhikr on the heart. It's a regime of learning the Qur'an. If you see the product is designed so that you can draw close to Allah knowing how by learning from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because you can't access Allah besides the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You don't know anything about Allah. So you access Allah to the living model of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The Sheikh Ismail station is beautiful. Don't think it's only to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are men who reached amazing levels. Normal men. Amazing levels. We didn't learn about them. The Imam Muhammad session is going to speak about how this tazkiyah in theory works, what are the principles, what are the guidelines, how does it work. The Imam Riyaz will take you more practically. Let's focus on the qalb, on the essence of the matter. And in this session, he has about the Quran. That's how you access Allah. So you can't access Allah except through the Quran. Because this is the guide. How do you become guided about the guide? So all of these are aspects of our daily spiritual program. Daily spiritual program. So here the Al-Bab, their program where Allah the program is mentioned here. الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ. But not only dhikr, what? Second verb, يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They must be both sides. Now let's just speak about those things again quickly. It's ajeeb, you know, Quran. I promise you, it astounds me. I've been teaching the Fatiha maybe after 5 years, 6 years. Every year I teach the Fatiha blown away. I'm like, what? I didn't even see that. It's just like what? You don't see this stuff. The next day teaching, I'm like, what? It's like, this is like insane. Anyway, let's go back. What are the two actions they do? They do dhikr and they do tafakkur. Dhikr is what? Where? Qalbi. Tafakkur is what? Intellectual mind, rational. The ulama. All of us, we just taps. We call ourselves taps. In other words, there's a pipeline, there's water. And the water comes from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam through every generation. And all our job is to open the tap and make sure the water keeps going. We don't worry about the tap, we worry about the water. No, what is it about the tap in Texas? We worry about the water. So we all make us good taps, inshallah. Really? Let's work properly. Let the water flow. The tap is supposed to connect to the other taps. Get the water, let the water flow. All of us, inshallah. Collective learning. So, he mentions that all our sins are broken into two categories. All our sins into two categories. We call the one Shubuhat and the one Shahwat. Shubuhat and Shahwat. Shahwat, you understand what Shahwat? Shahwat means desire. In other words, Shahwat doesn't mean I have a Aqidah problem. Shahwat means what? I believe in Allah. I know I should look at that right now. But my desires are overpowering me, I'm going to look. I believe in Allah. I know that investment is not the right investment. Allah doesn't like it. But you know, I really wanted money, so I'm going to invest with me. You know, I'll give some sort of confidence. So you can see it's a shallow problem. I mean, it's not an intellectual problem. The problem is you know you're doing the wrong thing. Allah will give us the word you're doing the wrong thing so many times. Like you know you're doing the wrong thing, but there's something overpowering your heart. Your nafs overpowering your heart, and you do the wrong thing. That's one category. Then the second category is shubuhat. Shubuhat is nothing to the shahwat. Shubuhat means that you have an intellectual understanding problem. I'll give you a few examples. A shubha, for example, is you think, Ya Allah, I'm such a terrible person. I must be the worst sinner that ever lived. There's no way I can be forgiven. So I have to carry on my life. You understand? So a shubha problem, it's an intellectual problem. Because you think you're underestimating Allah's rahmah. And you're thinking that you're underestimating Allah's rahmah. It's a mind problem, you understand the difference? It's a mind problem, the other one is a heart, the nafs taking over the heart problem. But for example, another shubha problem is the thing, you don't really believe Allah is the provider. Allah is the provider, but you know, I still need to make my investments. Then it becomes a mind problem. And obviously the ultimate mind problem is what? We're talking about quarks all over. It's the ultimate mind problem.
So it's not a shaka problem, it's a mind problem. I actually believe that my worldview is that there's Allah and there's a lot of other gods within. That's the ultimate wide mind problem, but there's additional lesser versions of the same problem. These intellectual people have misunderstandings of a deen. Therefore, the Quran comes to fix what? Fix both intellectual issues and qalbi, spiritual issues. Therefore, the ulil albab do what? يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ. Because what does the dhikr do? The dhikr, the heart, and maybe I can give an example of what the heart does. My father, my teacher, Muhammad, Allah, very beneficial. He mentioned that the heart, because how do you know the mind and the heart? He gave an example, he says, like it's Fajr time, right? Now the adhan goes, you're lying in your bed. Qatar Ramadan. You're lying in your bed. What does your mind tell you? Your mind tells you a good believer gets out of bed, takes the dhu, and goes to the mosque, that's when I come back. Right? Then what is it? But does your mind decide for you? No. Does your mind decide for you? No. What's going to decide whether you're actually going to get out of bed? The state of your heart. If your heart is going to be covered, you can say, yeah, it's true, but you know, he keeps throwing excuses. You're going to end up into it. It's not an intellectual problem, is it? It's a heart problem, your heart is coming. What does the dhikr do? The Prophet says, in the Kulisha and Safala, everything there's a punish. Was Safala to Kulu? Dhikrillah. And the punish of the heart is dhikr Allah. So the dhikr polishes you, your heart, so it can remove it from the grip of shahwat. It can remove the grip, this grip of shahwat can remove it, it punishes your heart. So the things that you know are true and right, your heart will also be in accordance and act according to it. Now let's go to the second part. What is the second part? يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا عَلَىٰ جُنُوبِهِمْ يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They're thinking, they're sorting out their mind, they're putting things right. I want to bring you two dalils for this. It's amazing because this concept of mind problems and heart problems comes everywhere in Quran Hadith. It comes even in the Fatiha. One of the years I think Fatiha is like, what? The Fatiha? Where's the Fatiha? Where in the Fatiha you see mind problems and heart problems? Just think about it. You all know the Fatiha. Mind problems and heart problems. اِهْدِنَا صِرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ. Heart problems. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Mind problems. غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ. Heart problems. وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. Mind problems. What is مَغْضُوب mean? غَضَب means anger. مَغْضُوب means someone who has incurred anger. When do you think Allah and the ulama in tafsir will say it also refers to the Bani Israel? The Bani Israel. This is what the Bani Israel did, because the whole Baqarah is Bani Israel. And in fact, Baqarah, tafsir of Maqdubi. Imran is the grandfather of Isa alayhi salam. Imran is the grandfather of Isa. Dali. Because they say Dali is the Nasara, Christians. Maqdubi. This tafsir, not this tafsir. Maghdubi is going to be Jews. Baqara, Maghdubi. Dali, Al-Imran. Sequence of the Quran. Anyway, back to this. Did the Bani Israel have a guide? Did they have the truth? Once only? No? Did they have a few messengers? They have many messengers. Then Nabi Musa came to them, Nabi Dawud came to them, Nabi Harun came to them, Nabi Sulaiman came to them, Nabi Yusuf came to them, alayhi wasalam, many messengers. They were constantly flooded with the truth. They didn't have a truth problem. What did they do with the truth? This is a problem. وَأُشْرِبُوا فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الرِّجْلَ. They carved their worship, they drank it absolutely to their heart. didn't have an intellectual problem. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They sinned willingly like we do. They sinned willingly exactly like we do. Because we don't have an intellectual problem, we know our Aqidah. Not that we believe in two Allahs or no. You know, we all believe in Allah. We sinned willingly like the Bani Israel. They had a hard problem. If Allah gives you the truth and you go against the truth, you are liable to incur Allah's anger. You with me? That's a hard problem. Now let's go to the Nasara. What's their problem? What happened to the Aqidah they believe? It got completely distorted. In other words, they had an intellectual problem because they started believing, not the Shahwa problem, intellectually, mentally, worldview. They started believing that God is made of three. And He has a Son and the Holy Ghost and the Father. You understand? Intellectual problem. Imani problem, like an Aqidah problem. In terms of my creed, a creedal issue. So Allah doesn't call him Maghdoob, I'm not angry with him, I'm not upset with him. They are dawdy. They're just lost, they're lost. You understand? They're just lost, need to be shown the right way. How do you fix Maghdoob? How do you fix dawdy? How do you fix people who have shahwa problems? And how do you fix people who have intellectual problems? This is not the easy one. How do you fix intellectual problems? Someone who's lost, how do you bring him back on? What do you do? You teach him the truth. You know, listen here, this is not actually how it works, this is actually the right way. Just teach him the right way. You spread the truth. What's the truth in Arabic? Haq. Now somebody who has a spiritual problem, what do you tell him? You can't tell him this is not the truth, because he knows already. So what are you going to do? Let me say, you must make hafala sabr. Sabr, you must tell him to have sabr. Sabr not means patience, sabr means perseverance. Listen here, brother, you know the truth. Sabr, sabr means to tie yourself. You need to tie yourself to the truth. Let me say, sabr three types. One over the categories, but one type of sabr is with calamity. Second type is to have sabr on the things Allah asks you to do. Third type, to have sabr on the things Allah prohibits you. So in other words, you must encourage him to persevere. Don't tell him to the real truth. Encourage him to persevere. With Dalil, وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ فِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ intellectual problems. وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ spiritual problems. The Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah said about that surah, if Allah didn't reveal any other surah, لَكَفَّتِ النَّاسِ, it would be sufficient for mankind. Because everything is that surah. Iman, a'mal salihah, and how to fix intellectual problems, and how to fix spiritual problems. And the same thing is being reflected in this year. Who are the ulul albab? The people who can see clearly? Alladhina yadhkuruna Allah qiyaman. They are fixing, they are healing, they are mending these problems inside here. These spiritual problems, and they are doing it all the time. They are making mujahada, they are striving. Qiyaman, while they are standing. وَقُعُودًا, and while they are sitting. وَعَلَى جُنُوبٍ, while they are lying down. They are trying to fix it. But at the same time, they are also doing what? يَتَفَكَّرُونَ. They are activating their mind to keep their mind pure. To see it out here. I mustn't be deceived. I must see it ayatullah. I must keep this mind pure. And then you become a complete Muslim. So it's very powerful, these verses. إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَآيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ الَّذِينَ ذَهَبُوا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا. They mention Allah standing, وَقُعُودًا, and sitting, وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ, and upon their sides, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and they keep thinking, they keep pondering, فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ, in the creation of the heavens and earth. When they have this combination, spiritual, intellectual, comes together, they're overwhelmed. رَبَّنَا, O our Master, O our Protector, O our Maintainer, مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِنًا, you didn't create all of this baltina in vain. سُبْحَانَكْ, how perfect are you. فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ, so save us from the punishment of the hellfire. رَبَّنَا, O our Master, O our Lord, إِنَّكَ, verily you, man, whoever, تُدْخِلِ النَّارَ, whoever you, Allah, enter into the hellfire, فَقَدْ أَخْزَيْتَهُ, then certainly you have humiliated that person. وَمَا لِلْظَالِمِينَ مِنْ أَنصَارٍ, and there is not for the ظَالِمِينَ, for the wrongdoers, مِنْ أَنصَارٍ, of any helper. Rabbana, O our Master, innana sami'na, indeed we have heard. We have heard. I was going to repeat again, remember? The beginning they saw. They saw ayah. Seeing is a form of guidance. Hearing wahi is a form of guidance. Very different, same result. Rabbana, O our Master, innana, verily we sami'na, we heard munadiya, we heard a caller, yunadi iman, calling us to faith, and saying that, aminu bi rabbikum, believe in your Master, have firm faith in your Master, fa, then immediately, without hesitation, amanna, we all believe. Rabbana, O our Master, faghfir lana, forgive for us, dhunubana, forgive for us our sins, wakaffir, and bury anna, away from us, sayyi'atina, our evil deeds, our disgusting deeds, watawaffana, and take us, cause us to die, ma'al abrar, with the people of bir, the people of goodness. Rabbana, O our Master, wa atina, give us, grant us, ma wa'adtana, that which you, Allah, you promised us, ala rusulika, upon your messengers, wa la tukhzina yawm al-qiyamah, and don't humiliate us on the day of qiyamah, innaka, indeed you, Allah, la tukhliful mi'ad, you will never break the promise. What happened when they spoke to Allah? Who spoke back? فَاسْتَجَابَ لَهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ. They made jawab, they responded to them, رَبُّهُمْ أَنِّي, saying that I, Allah, لَا أُضِيعُ, I will never cause to go to waste. عَمَلَ عَالَمِينَ, the action of any actor, minkum, from amongst you, min ذَكَرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى, of male or female, بَعْضُهُمْ مِنْ بَعْضٍ, some of you are from others, فَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا, so those who made hijrah, who immigrated, وَأُخْرِجُوا مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ, and they were driven from their homes, وَأُوذُوا فِي سَبِيلِي, and they were harmed in my path, in Allah's path, my path, وَقَاتَلُوا, and they fought, وَقُتِلُوا, and they were killed, لَأُكَفِّرَنَّ, I will definitely, certainly, personally, cover up and bury عَنْهُمْ, from them, سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ, the evil, وَأَنْ, لَأُدْخِلَنَّهُمْ, I will definitely, certainly, personally, enter them, جَنَّاتٍ, into gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارُ, flowing from beneath his gardens are going to be rivers. ثَوَابًا مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, a reward especially from Allah. وَاللَّهُ عِنْدَهُ حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ, and with Allah, with him, his حُسْنُ الثَّوَابِ is the best of rewards. Allah tells the believers, لَا يَغُرَّنَّكَ, don't let it deceive you. تَقَلُّبُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فِي الْبِلَادِ, the moving about, the going back and forth of those who disbelieve in the lands. مَتَاعٌ قَلِيمٌ, they moving about, their ability to move about, to be moves and shakers, is mata'un qaleel, is some small provision. ثُمَّ مَأْوَاهُمْ جَهَنَّمْ, then their maqwa, their refuge will be Jahannam, وَبِئْسَ الْمِهَادِ, and what a terrible resting place. لَكِنِ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا, but those who have taqwa, what happens to them? وَالَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ, and those who have taqwa of their Master, لَهُمْ, for them will be جَنَّاتٌ, will be gardens, multitudes of gardens, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا, flowing from beneath it will be أَنْهَارُ, rivers, خَالِدِينَ فِيهَا, they will live therein forever and ever, نُزُلًا, it will be an initial hospitality, an initial welcome, مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ, especially from Allah, وَمَا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَيْرٌ, and what is with Allah is khayr, is even better, is good even better, bil abrar, for the people of goodness. Now Allah goes back to the subject that the book, the surah is about. So we don't know what the surah is about, but briefly it's got to do with the Nasara and the Ali Imran and Sayyidina Maryam alayhi salam, Nabi Isa alayhi salam, the story of the Rishi. So Allah speaks about it at the end, Allah says, wa inna, and indeed, certainly, undoubtedly, don't generalize and think all of them are misguided. Inna, indeed, there are some of them who found the light of Islam. There are some of them found the light of Islam. And when Allah tells you that some of the Ahlul Kitab found the light of Islam, it's actually also an invitation also. Because people compare. or they say Muslim, no, they're not poor, don't think they're bad people. Many of you found the light of Islam and understanding as well. You and the rest of you, you can also find the light. It's a welcoming tone. You understand? It's not like Yayu Kufa, it's a welcoming tone. Saying that many of you people in the book you found the light, more of you, Bismillah, there's space for you. It's a very beautiful, welcoming tone. Therefore, Islam, we have a time now, but Islamic law, ajeeb, ajeeb. It's amazing how much tolerance we have. You know, we live in a democracy now, we think now this is the first manifestation of freedom of religion, all this stuff. We should read our fiqh books. Really? We don't know our fiqh books. Islam is the foundation of a multicultural, multi-religious society. Really? And we don't know that. We watch too much media, we think we're a whole bunch of terrorists and everything. It's like our deen. It is nothing towards our deen. And if you want proof, I'll give you proof from history. Why after 1400 years are the Christian and Jewish communities in the Muslim lands? Why? If Islam was a race of entity and self oppression, why did they enjoy freedom till this day? Till this day. Why are there millions of Christians living in Egypt? And I'm talking about 100 years, 50 years, 200 years, 1500 years. Why? Because our deen allows people to practice their deen. Practice their deen. That's our deen. You don't believe me, read our books. Our fiqh is unstudied. It's unstudied. This is our fiqh. They're allowed to have their churches, they're allowed to have their synagogues, they're allowed to practice religion. Christians are actually allowed to drink alcohol in their houses also. And the Muslims are allowed to drink in their houses because their house is a private space. They can tell me that they listen to the laws of Islam. Because it's not Iqra indeed. It's not Iqra, it's not compulsion indeed. This is how we should read that. وَإِنَّ أَنْ إِنْدِينَ مِنْ أَهْلِ الْكِتَابِ from the people of the book. لَا There is certainly definitely مَنْ هِيهُ وَشِيهُ the one who يُؤْمِنُ بِاللَّهِ They believe in Allah. They believe in Allah. What else do they believe in? وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكُمْ And they believe in that which was sent down to you. Who's the you? You Muslims. In other words, they come from the legacy of Nabi Ibrahim and Nabi Isa, they have the idea of God, and when they see this revelation coming down, their heart connects to it, their scripture connects to it, and then they become Muslim. That is Allah saying, many have walked the door, the rest of you, Bismillah. The rest of you, Bismillah. وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ And they believe in that which أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِمْ That which has been sent down to them. They are خاشعين لله. They are filled with awe. They are overwhelmed لله towards Allah. لا يشترون. They do not purchase بآيات الله with the trade with the verses of Allah. ثمنا قليلا. ثمن a value. قليل a small value. They won't take their verses and cover up their teaching and say, no, we don't know about this person coming here. They won't cover up. They won't cover up. What is leading to? They won't trade immediate pleasure for everlasting bliss. They will say, okay, I'll take the knock now. I used to be a bishop, I used to be the man, I used to have my own church, my own flock. But you know what? This is the truth. I'm going to give this up and become a student. So he trades at price, he pays the price now, but he gets the reward later. The others say, no, this is my flock, my community, I'm not going to give up all of this. This must be falsehood then. He's trading for a small price, the price of your fame, of your currency, and he's paying a big price in the end. You know, let us make the right deals. أولئك, those people, لهم أجرهم عند ربهم. For them, أجرهم, their أجر, their reward will be عند ربهم, will be with their master. Will be especially with their master. إِنَّ اللَّهَ Indeed, Allah is sari'u al-hisab, is swift. He is swift in hisab, in taking account. He is swift in reckoning. Alhamdulillah, we'll let you conclude now. Inshallah, we'll finish on 27th, inshallah, with this surah. So we'll conclude our reflection. Part of my intention behind this is to fulfill the amana of the hadith. Fulfill the amana of the hadith to make us of those who have pondered over these verses. And also, my second intention is really just He said the Quran is, you have to make this story of Alhamdulillah to become studied more and more. And part of it is just to just get some exposure to what do all these words mean when we pray and we read. These words are pregnant. They're pregnant with abundant meaning and abundant feelings. If you connect to them, it will overwhelm you. That's what people, Allah Ismail was saying, they must put cotton on their ears because they're scared of these words. They're scared of these words. This was the power. I couldn't believe it. He says, but what Allah was Muhammad's offer? Tufayl ibn Amir, was Tufayl ibn Amir. Muhammad. Amir. Which surah is Allah in? Kullu Allahu ahad, kullu Allahu min farah. Stop reading. They had the heart. They heard the surah, it was like, this can't be man's words. There's some power happening here, and we need to plug in. We need to plug in. So this is a humble attempt just to get us to get a small little taste of how much is in this book. Allah, give us more openings. Really give us understanding of this book. Give us understanding of the essence of this book and make us live it. Must feel it, live it, understand it. It must be our life glasses, lens that we see the world through. Allahu Ameen. Sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.